This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Language evolves. Try reading Chaucer or Shakespeare or watching an early 20th century movie and listen for the words or expressions that have grown obsolete while others take on new meanings and popularity. You may not refer to a bar fight as a brannigan, for example, but you might say hang out with a friend. That last phrase was invented way back in the 1840s. Linguist and author Erica O'Krent compiled a list of words that are much older than they sound for the week and joins us now with some of them. Erica, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Two words on your list are things we associate with social media, to friend and unfriend as a verb. When did people start using the word friend this way?
A lot longer ago than it might seem. We hear a lot about friend in the context of Facebook. And when did this become a verb? Well, the answer is sometime back in the 1400s. Someone might go to the royal court to friend people, and it has been used in different ways to mean make friends with somebody or to help someone out. You could friend someone by doing a favor for them. So that one's been around a lot longer than social media.
Was unfriending a term then?
Well, if you could friend someone, it's only natural that you could unfriend them. And the OED has a quote from 1659 of someone unfriending someone else.
How about the way words cycle in and out of fashion? I mean, why do we still use words like funky or dude, but not others like beef-witted or zafty?
Well, some of them become popular for a while and then go out of view for a while, and then they get rediscovered in a different context. So the word fly as a term for someone hip or cool has been around since the early 19th century, when it meant you were sharp or you were in the know. And then by the late 1800s, you could use it in a completely current way. You could say, that's a fly young man, or he's a fly boy, meaning sort of a hip city boy rather than a backward country boy. So it's not as modern as it might seem.
Well, actually, there are other words that sound like they were made to describe millennials: hipster, fanboy, and fangirl. Tell us a little bit about these words.
Well, hipster, the word hip or hep had been around since the early 1900s, and you see the word hipster from the 40s. And even then, and there's a 1941 dictionary of hash house lingo where hipster was defined as being a know-it-all, which is the connotation it's sort of taken on today as well.
Before you tell us the others, I'm curious about hash house lingo.
As I said, all fashionable vocabulary will tend to be associated with a particular in-group culture. So hash house lingo would be the drug users of the early half of the 20th century had their own way of talking about things and referring to things, and someone went and made a dictionary at the time. So we can look at these to see what their slang was.
All right, I'm sorry, I cut you off before fanboy and fangirl.
Yeah, those seem very current. They're associated with science fiction and other current occupations. But fanboy, we find the first example in the OED from 1919, talking about sports fans. And we see the first use of fangirl from 1934, talking about theater fans waiting outside the door for one of the stars, the fangirls waiting for autographs. So as long as there's been fans, there have been fanboys and fangirls.
So we're talking about words that have slight tweaks, but others have changed their meaning a great deal. We mentioned dude earlier. What did it mean before it evolved into our modern usage?
Well, it originally had a negative connotation. In the late 19th century, a dude was sort of a dandy, someone trying too hard with their mannerisms and their dress to affect a sort of British persona or look fancier than they were. But then it became a way of perhaps teasing your friends by calling them a dude, and eventually it took on positive connotations. This dude was a pal, a guy that you know, and by the 1910s, it was already being used as a word for a fellow, a buddy, a dude, and then came to mean especially cool.
So words are invented for a lot of different reasons. We're talking about a lot of slang here, but I'm thinking about going back to that use of friend or unfriend as a verb. Now we're living in this age where so many new technologies are created and need to be named. Are words bound to be recycled more often?
Yeah, it's hard to come up with a completely new word. There are only so many sound combinations that are valid in English. So it makes sense that we would use the same sound patterns to mean different things or to extend the meaning range of words that we already have. And there's always this ebb and flow related to form and meaning, and this is what makes it so incredibly flexible, that there's nothing new we could invent, no new idea we could come up with that we wouldn't find a way to talk about, and that's the creative, generative power of language.
Erica Okrent, linguist, author, and lover of strange and invented language, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You can find a link to her article and a longer list of words that are much older than they seem, along with another list of fantastically bizarre words that did not make the cut. That's at wordofmouthradio.org.